We continue in Daniel, the ninth chapter. We've learned that Daniel prayed and appealed to God after studying the books of Jeremiah. And now, in verse 20, it says, "Now while I was speaking and praying," in other words, he's still praying, "and confessing my sin and the sin of my people Israel, and presenting my supplication before the Lord my God in behalf of the holy mountain of my God, while I was still speaking in prayer, then the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in my vision previously, came to me in my extreme weariness about the time of the evening offering. And he gave me instruction and talked with me and said, 'O Daniel, I have now come forth to give you insight and understanding.'" Wouldn't it be exciting to have an angel from heaven, Gabriel himself, come and stand and say, "I have come to give you understanding"? There are so many times in my life when I sought to understand, and it seemed elusive. Some things I've been able to figure out, some things I still don't understand. And in this case, it was God's will to give Daniel understanding. And God will give us, the Bible promises us, wisdom and understanding, of course, about things that God wants us to understand in His timing, if we will seek Him and put Him first in our lives. Then we go to verse 23. "At the beginning of your supplications, the command was issued, and I have come to tell you, for you are highly esteemed, so give heed to the message and gain understanding of the vision." Now, it's one thing to have an angel from heaven and come to talk to us, in this case, to Daniel. But can you imagine the angel's words saying, "You are highly esteemed"? You are highly esteemed in heaven. Now, with many people, that would cause their buttons to pop off. That would give them a big head and a swollen chest. But not in Daniel's case. And of course, that's why he could be talked to this way by a heavenly messenger who came to give him insight and understanding. And notice, at the beginning of your supplication, the command was issued. So when Daniel started to pray, or maybe to seek in Jeremiah, at some point there, the command, "Go and answer, give Daniel understanding." Now, this prayer is only about 3 minutes long. Now, maybe it was a little longer when actually given compared to what's recorded. And of course, let's include the studying in the book of Jeremiah, reading those verses. Nevertheless, this was not a long period of time. One thing we know is heaven is a long ways away. Okay? And an angel was sent from heaven when Daniel began his supplications, and then was standing by Daniel's side as Daniel was finishing. Now, that's pretty fast. We know that rockets travel very fast. They've taken men to the moon and back, but it takes time. Here's an angel coming way farther than the moon and coming and standing at Daniel's side during the time that Daniel was seeking the Lord in supplication. That's very fast. I used to teach angel seminars. And there's one myth that many people have in their minds, and that is that angels have wings. You say, "Wait a minute, Pastor, that can't be a myth. The Bible pictures angels with wings. Don't the two cherubim on either side of the mercy seat, bending over the mercy seat, have wings?" Well, yes, and that's for our imagination, helping us to realize that they're not bound to just walking around on planet Earth. But let me ask you, if that tells us angels have wings, what about the vision or the dream that Jacob had, and he saw angels climbing a ladder going back and forth to heaven? Now, is it that angels go by ladder or go by wings? Well, it's neither. They travel by ways that we can't imagine. Let's just think about this for a moment. Wings only work in the atmosphere where there's air. So the distance between heaven and earth, whatever that is mostly covered in space where there's no atmosphere. So the wings would do no good. Then when the angel hit the atmosphere and put out its wings, that would really slow it down. And from the time he hit the atmosphere to the time he landed by Daniel, it would slow him down so much, it would take much longer than this prayer. And so either way, this is just a metaphor for our understanding. I don't believe that angels have wings or climb ladders, but they are powerful beings that we don't fully understand. PastorDennisRealityCheckSeminars.com.